Chapter 4 Hero and Leander. Hero. Although a tragic story, the myth about Hero and Leander has inspired artists and writers and adoring fans for thousands of years. Dante, for example, in his Purgatorio, the second part of the Divine Comedy, compares a beautiful woman across a stream to Leander straining to see Hero across the Hellespont. William Shakespeare, in his Two Gentlemen of Verona, name-dropped the two gentlemen to Hero and Leander in a little witty banter in Scene 1. Among the numerous poets and artists who have ever created works on the basis of this tale are such big names as Lord Byron, John Keats, Lord Tennyson, Rubens, Turner, Rossetti, and so on. The word hero has an extremely important position in Greek mythology. First, it is the name for one of the five ages of man by Hesiod. Second, stories of heroes have formed a fascinating part of ancient Greek mythology. These daring, godlike mortals, usually with some special gifts, could face down monsters, defeat enemies, and right injustices, setting them high above the race of mankind. The classic myths of such heroes include those of Heracles, Theseus, Perseus, Jason, Achilles, and so on. In modern English, hero is literally defined as a person who is admired for doing something brave or good, but it could also be used to refer to the principal character in a play or movie or story. Hero worship, either a noun or a verb, depicts a great admiration for someone whom is considered extremely beautiful or intelligent. As in the following example. Unfortunately, in many IT cultures, hero worship is the norm. Pyramus and Thisbe. Some people tend to associate the tragedy of Romeo and Juliet with the myth of Hero and Leander. It is true that William Shakespeare has been greatly influenced by Greek mythology, but the allusion should be made to another myth, also a tragic story about Pyramus and Thisbe. In the city of Babylon lived two lovers, Pyramus and Thisbe, who were forbidden to wed due to the hostility between their parents. Every day they whispered sweet nothings through a crack in the wall that separated their houses. They made an appointment to meet under a mulberry tree, and Thisbe arrived first. Upon seeing a lioness with a mouth bloody from a recent kill, she screamed and fled, leaving behind her veil. A little while later, Pyramus showed up. He was horrified at the sight of a lioness ripping apart the veil, which had been stained with blood. Assuming that his beloved must have been devoured, the heartbroken Pyramus killed himself with his own sword. His blood splashed on the white mulberry fruits, turning them dark. When Thisbe returned and saw the dead body of Pyramus, she stabbed herself with the same sword. Since then, the formerly white berries of mulberry tree have forever become stained red with the blood of these tragic lovers.